only believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. Praise God. And I want to say to you that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. And as you can see, we're all set up for Revival Falls. Amen. We're just ready to go with Children's Vacation Bible School, which starts this evening. So we're going to be here at 6 o'clock, and it's going to be a great week for Vacation Bible School. And I think all the kids are excited, and they should be, and so should we be, because revival is truly going to fall this week and touch children. And I believe that we're in the middle of having our own revival where the Lord is stirring us, because it is His time to want to stir us. And so as we gather this morning in His name, let's make sure we just open our hearts and are ready to rejoice and receive what the Lord has for us. Amen? Amen. Amen.
Excuse me for a minute, but I got a song to sing. It might not be okay, but it's from my heart. And no one else can tell you what the Lord has done for me. It's my take. Get it out!
'Cause the God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. Oh, my God will never fail. And I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. Come on, and claim that this morning. You turn it for good. 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 You turn it for good
come down.
Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound.
When you fill the room, you're here and I know you will fill me. I'm here and I know you will fill me. Come down. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound.
When you fill the room,
you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Fill us, Holy Spirit. Bring fire to this place of burning desire. Jesus is perfect love. So
So we speak Jesus over fear, anxiety, depression this morning. Any valley that someone's going through, Lord, we just speak Jesus over it today. Perfect love of Jesus Christ to be upon them this morning. Let's sing this again. As I walk, and as I walk out through the valley, let your love rise above every fear, like the sun shaping the shadow. 'Cause in my weakness His glory appears. I'm not all you are.
People lined up. And you can see these sprinkles hitting us. But I knew in that dream those sprinkles meant blessings. But we were only being hit to our waist, from our feet to our waist. And I'm like, God, I don't understand this. I don't get it. I don't understand why we're only being half full of your blessings. And he said, because you need to come expecting in order for me to release all my blessings. You must believe and you must expect a blessing. So just expect God to handle your finances. Expect God when you come and you give that you're going to get back. Expect God when you pray for a healing, expect that you are going to get healed and that you are healed. When you pray for your unsaved one, loved ones, expect that they're going to be in the house of God worshiping God with you and they are going to get saved. Expect, expect, expect.
your faithfulness to me from the
your faithfulness, Lord. We give you glory and praise, and we lift you up and exalt you today. Hallelujah, because you are faithful. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, praise God. It is good to be with you this morning. Amen.
Amen.
And it
amen,
is good amen, to amen. Know the goodness of the Lord.
Welcome to Revival Falls.
Yes.
USA. I'm the only one, I think, that really got in character this morning, except for my cowboy hat. I think I'm the real Sheriff, Sheriff Sebastian. Who thinks my boots are too much? Phillip's vote does not count. Who loves my boots? No, it was mostly the women who love my boots. I like my boots.
I think they're nice boots, babe.
Mm.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, we're glad to have you guys with us today. Welcome to the live streamers. I know that we have Candy. She's still in the hospital. She had her surgery. It went well. She was, they're keeping her today, or maybe releasing her today. I think they were observing. That's the word I'm looking for. Observing her, and so hopefully she gets to go home today, and we're believing she does, and that this thing heals quickly on her.
Amen.
Do you guys agree that we've had some people that have long battles? It's been long battles.
Yeah.
And it's time for it to end.
Yeah.
You know, I just, it's time for us. So I'm going to challenge you one day this week. Now, if you take medicines and you can't do it, do something you can do. But one day this week, let's fast one day this week for this church and the people in this church that are going through battles for victory to come now. Amen? For strength and peace and joy to come on the person that's in that battle. Amen? That the enemy, flee and is no longer allowed to torment. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I think that's great. So, ladies, don't forget the first Saturday of the month in August, we will be having our women's breakfast. So, 9 o'clock right here at the church, and we've got Miss Amber. She's going to be bringing the word, so we're excited about that. So, come on out, ladies. We have a great time. I say nothing.
And I was going to say to the men, next Sunday after church, we're going to have a quick meeting because we're going to talk about some things for the men to do real quick after service, and we'll make a decision there and see what we're going to do. So next Sunday, we're going to have a men's meeting. It'll just take us a few minutes right after service. We'll go over a few things, and it'll be a blessing. So thank you for being there, men.
Thank you for being patient, men.
Amen.
Okay, and so of course we got a video to show you today.
want you to join us this year for Revival Falls USA VBS. The address is at the bottom of the screen. Come out from July 24th through the 28th from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. We have lots of games, prizes. Bring a friend, you get a prize. We have tons of food. We hope to see you there.
All right.
I love these videos. They did an amazing job with these videos. I love these videos, and Logan put them all together, so you all did a great job. Great job. And then, okay, so what else do we have going on real quick? We had Pump the last few nights. Philip, you're definitely coming up, but if any of the teens that are here that went to Pump and you want to talk about your experience at Pump, come on up. Philip has to give us an overview of it all. I love the videos I saw of the teens worshiping the Lord. Like, none of them.
No, you three boys don't have a choice.
Yes, they do. They have
no.
Yes, they do.
Because they know God did something for each of them. So, before I let each of them tell and we get into the overview, we do have a fun story to talk about for a second. Now, I didn't get the first person view of this because I kind of just laid in the bed and listened, but the first night we were there, I lay down, I get ready to sleep, and I hear somebody yelling at the kids for how loud it is. And at first, I'm going to be honest, I thought it was another kid. So as I'm laying down at 2:00 in the morning, in my own head, honestly, I was like, well, it's not one of my kids from Kenton, so I can just lay here and let Pastor Tim take care of it. Well, then the second time he does it, I realize whose voice it is. It is Ezekiel Kaiser's voice. And he's going on and on. And Pastor Tim did get up, and he immediately took him over to Caleb. But the funny thing was, I find out the next day that he is on his way on a mission to go find his mom because he just couldn't take the noise. So we had a joke afterwards that it would have been funny if Zeke would have been the first kid that we had to send home from Pump for being in the girls' dorm room because he was looking for his mom. But we saved him in time, and it was good. So I'm going to let these three talk about it because I know God did something in each of their lives, and then I'll kind of tell you what God showed me and God kind of did throughout the weekend.
So the big idea for our Pump was we don't know a God that we just know about. We know a God that we encounter and experience daily. And so God was just working on me to have more encounters and experience his presence more and like listen to the Holy Spirit more to guide me through my life. So,
amen.
So, basically the same thing that Isaiah said about having encounters with God. And
it's okay.
So for me, this Pump was kind of, I guess you could call it like, it was a confirmation Pump for me because early in the summer, I'd really started to dig deeper and get into the Bible more and to pray more and actually encountered God more, like, I mean, on like the mower or whatnot at work or even in my house when I'm listening to music and I'm trying to get away from these guys just to be quiet for a minute. But I didn't even know what the Pump theme was going to be. But that's kind of something that God had laid on my heart earlier in the summer about like worship and encountering God and focusing on him more and honing in on what God has for you. So it was kind of a confirmation in that aspect. And then also there was another confirmation aspect like that because I feel I'm called to ministry. And so it was kind of like people were like bringing me along and showing me how to do certain things and different things like that. So.
All right. So like Isaiah said, the theme was, the big idea was knowing that there's a God that we can experience daily. So as I watched the first night of service, I was kind of, I was in worship, but I was observing because we had kids there. And I had kids that I was over and had to see over. So I wanted to see the progression from the weekend. And the funny thing about Pump is I've been going for a long time. I know there's at least one of you, a few of you in here that I've been to Pumps with before. But the thing that I know is, I realize is that first night is kind of like the testing of the waters night, where all the kids are kind of just hesitant. And by the last night, the power of God hit these kids and these teens like nothing you'd ever seen. They were going, they were giving words to each other, they were hugging on each other, they were loving each other. And what I kind of got in the overview of it is, if they can encounter to such a level that they can distinctively speak to each other at that age, what stops any of us from doing it? So while I was there that weekend, I started to realize that not only can they hear God better than what they try to tell me or show me during our classes, because, you know, they kind of like to be reserved, but now God's challenging me to get more in depth with the word and stuff with these teens, because like they showed me this weekend, they can encounter God on such a greater level. And part of that is thanks to each and every single one of you that have imparted into their lives, because they have examples to follow. So.
Amen. Okay, what else you got? Okay, well, we're going to let these children go to children's class. I thank goodness that Revival Falls is here. And so 6 p.m. tonight, we're going to have a great time with children. Amen. So we're going to take just a few minutes to do tithe and offering. And it says in Malachi chapter 3, a verse we well know, "Bring ye all the tithes in the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it." And I think it's great that the Lord says, "Prove me, trust me in this. Let me show you and let me prove to you how faithful I am." He says, "And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts." And I just want to encourage you today that as you bring your tithes and offerings, that the Lord is asking you to prove him, trust him, see if he won't touch what you have and help you get it better and better and better, because that is the kind of God that he is. So I just want you to trust the Lord this morning and trust in him and just let him help you do what you're doing in life. So at this time, we're going to bring the offering buckets up, and I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just declare your blessing over this time of offering, Father and Lord, that you are asking your people, "Prove me, do it and see if I won't pour you out blessings from heaven and rebuke the devourer on your behalf." And God, you just want the best for us. And God, any request you have of us is so that you can bring the best into our life. And Father, I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you.
Praise God. Hallelujah. This morning I'm going to be talking to you about hope. Amen. And so we're just going to get started here, and I just want to read to you for a minute. It says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you." And so one of the biggest things we have about our hope is that our hope is not just about here, but the new birth and joy and the holiness of God is that our hope is not just about here on this earth, but about the fact that when we finish this course, we're going to have a place to go, and we're going to go to heaven. And we're going to have an eternal life that is going to be a blessing to each and every one of us. And so what we need to do is make sure that we're ready to receive the fact that the Lord is with us and helping us each and every day as we face the pressures and as we face the difficulties of what we see around us today. We need to have a hope because God is blessing us and blessing our long-term future, and that we need to know that there's an eternity that we are laying up hold of. And what we're really looking for is for that day that when we finish this course, we step into what God has for us, and that's an eternity in heaven with him and Jesus. Amen? And so we also want to make sure that we have the patience to just trust God and wait upon the Lord and what he's doing, because the Bible says this in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. It says, "But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that the day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." I want you to know something, that the Lord is long-suffering towards the world. He gives an opportunity over and over and over again because his plan is that all people would be saved. I think that it's important for us to realize that there's enough power in the blood for all people to be saved. Then there's enough power in the blood for all of our needs to be met. And for anything that we have going on in life, for God to be able to help us with it, because he has power in the blood to help everybody through life. Amen? And his goal was that not one would perish and go to hell. God says that the only place that's enlarged every day is the borders of hell are enlarged every day. And that's because it's only going to receive those people who pass that day. And God is not prepared to make it any bigger because he has no plans for anybody else to go there. Amen? Right. People have to make a willful decision to go there. And he does not let that happen unless it's at the very last second and the very last breath is taken. Then the borders open up enough to receive just for that day what he has to let go of. And he doesn't even like to do that, because God is so much for us and so much on our side, and he so much wants us to be blessed, and he so much wants us to have what he would have for us to have in life. I want to look just for a minute real quick at something in Proverbs. Now, we read this scripture a lot, but we sometimes deal with the first part of it, and it says in Proverbs 13:12 that hope deferred maketh the heart sick. But it also says, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. So hope deferred does make the heart sick. It's hard for us when we have a deferring thing and something doesn't happen and something doesn't come to pass for us and we're waiting a while. But when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. So this is where God wants to encourage us, that we hold on to our faith and that we don't let it go and that we don't back up away from things, because even though it takes a little time and even though you have battles seeing things come to pass, when they do come, they're like a tree of life and they're fortifying to our spirit and they're fortifying to our life. So we have to make sure that even when we have battles, that we don't let that battle overtake us, and that we keep in there and keep our hope alive, because that's what fortifies our faith. And as our faith is fortified, the Lord can bring the things to pass that we're looking for and that we have a hope of. And so we want to make sure that we hold fast to those things that we're believing God for and looking forward to, because God has a desire to bring them to us. You know, the Bible says in Psalms 42, "Why art thou down, so thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God." And so this is an encouragement for us that when we have discouraging things around us and that we are feeling down, that we have to recognize that and we have to challenge ourselves to hope in God. Amen? Because there's only you are the one who has to initiate the revival that needs to come to your spirit. Amen? Sometimes we're looking everywhere else for revival, but I'm telling you that it starts with us. Amen? And we have to get back to those things that we have let go. Sometimes we'll find ourselves in a battle, and before you know it, we've stopped praising the Lord like we used to praise him. We'll find ourselves in a battle, and before you know it, we've stopped praying like we used to pray. We'll find ourselves in a battle, and before you know it, we've quit reading the word, and we forgot what scriptures we're standing on in the middle of our battle. Amen? We forget that Christ in us is the hope of glory. Amen? We forget that we cannot do anything on our own power, but Christ in us makes us strong, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen? We have to make sure that in the middle of battle that we don't forget these foundational, functioning, working pieces of the spirit of life, faith life that we live, that helps us get the victories that God wants to bring to us. Amen? And so we have to make sure that we're charging forward in this area and in this manner. And I just want to remind you of some things that the Lord has to say about us. And one scripture that I always like to read to encourage us with is found right here in Jeremiah chapter 29, and hopefully you know it well. But in Jeremiah 29, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you." I want you to know something, that the Lord wants you to have hope in what he's believing you for. Amen? He says, "I have a hope, an expected outcome that I have for you." And the Lord wants to encourage you that way, because once he encourages you and you get your hope up, then you'll call upon him and he will hear you. Amen? And so one reason we want to have hope is because God has an expected outcome for us. And he says, not of evil, but of good. Only good does God has an outcome of you. And he wants to bless you and bring you into it. And so he's going to provide for you the ability to look at him and have strength to receive, and strength and hope to grab a hold of what God wants to say to us. Amen? Amen? Amen. So our God is a good God. And in the book of Romans, we're going to read for a little bit, because this is a very good chapter. In Romans chapter 8, verse 23, we're going to begin to read. And it says, "And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to which the redemption of our body." So it talks about us needing to have patience while we're waiting for things to come to pass, even the time when we will be redeemed from this life into the supernatural life of when God comes and returns and when he saves us, or when that day comes that it's our time to depart and we lay down our life and go to heaven, because it's accounted for man once to have to pass on to the next life. So whichever one of those come first, whether it's the resurrection or whether we meet that day that we have to go to see the Lord, he wants us to have patience, because we groan within ourselves waiting for the adoption. "For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he hope for? But if we hope for that which we see not, then do we with patience wait for it." So first of all, we should have some things that we have hope out there for. We should have some things that we have faith out there for. And we should have some things that we're being patient and waiting to see it come to pass. It says, "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what to pray, what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So we have the Holy Ghost in which we can pray and make sure that we're making intercession on these things. And he that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. We know that we should have hope, because even though things might take a while, things are going to work out according to God's purpose. Amen? And sometimes we just have to trust him and really dig in and make sure that we have a clear spirit towards the Lord and what our hope is in him, and that we're really trusting him to bring us out into those purposes that he has for us. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, then he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. I want you to know that each one of us have been called, amen? And every one of us that have been called has been justified through the blood of Jesus. And then we've been glorified by his presence, or dressed up in the Spirit of the Lord, and his presence is upon us. So we have been called, justified, and glorified, and we're ready for this thing called life, and we're ready to have hope, because we should be able to have hope in whatever's coming our way, because God is with us. And the Bible says here, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen? If God be for us, and he is, nobody can stand against us. Amen? It says, he that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is Christ that justified. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. You know, it's amazing, because even though we are here, the Lord is making intercession for us every day, and we ought to know that. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Amen? For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Amen? God's love for us is so big, it is beyond the breadth and width of what we can even understand in our natural being. And we know this because he gave Jesus. You know, we have a natural love for our children and for the people in our life, and it would be hard-pressed for us to see us sacrificing our child for the world that we don't know. Amen? Yep. But God was willing to do that for us. And because he's willing to do that for us, it just proves his love beyond a shadow of a doubt, and each and every one of us should have a great hope because of the goodness of God's love. Amen? Because of the kindness of his love, and because of how much he's brought himself to us, we should have an absolute hope in God's goodness towards us. Amen? And we should have a hope in the goodness of God, and we should know that nothing can separate us from the love of God. If you don't give up, you will not be rejected. Amen? Boy, that's a good word. I better say that again. If you will not give up, you will not be rejected. Amen? If you hold fast to your profession of faith, there's nothing that can separate you from the goodness of God, and God will be with you always, all the way through your entire life. Amen? And we're just going to look here in Isaiah chapter 40. It says in verse 30, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and shall not faint. So this scripture lets us know that if we wait upon the Lord, we're going to have our strength renewed. Amen? I tell you what, you're going to come against times in life where the pressures of life do exhaust us, and they do make it difficult for us to function. But if we wait upon the Lord will renew our strength. Amen? And I'm telling you that the Lord will renew your strength, and you'll be able to mount up as wings as eagles. You shall run and not be weary, and you shall walk and not faint. The Lord will cause you to be able to walk through this life without fainting or giving up or losing hope. The Lord will help you be strengthened and strong and cause you to rise up above every circumstance that you face. The Lord will cause you to just be those who can rise up no matter what has come after us. And when we renew our strength, it's by waiting on Him. You know, and when you're waiting upon the Lord, it means that you continue doing what you have been doing. Amen? And it means to stir yourself up and put back into action some things that you may have let go. You may not be praying like you used to pray. Well, wait upon the Lord. Let Him renew your strength. You might not be reading like you used to read. Wait upon the Lord. Let Him renew your strength and get yourself back involved in those things so that you can hear Him and you can see Him and He can help you in this thing called life. Amen? The Lord is our goodness, and He is forever with us, and He forever wants to help us, and He forever wants for us to have hope and trust in Him, because that is what He has for us, and He's always working on our behalf. It says in Psalms 121 in verse 7, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. So the Lord shall preserve us from all evil, and He shall preserve our soul. So that means that the battles you have going on, if you trust in the Lord, He will preserve you and bring you out of them, whether you have health battles, whether you have financial battles, relationship battles. If you put those before the Lord, He's going to bring you out of them. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forever. Forevermore, the Lord will be with us. Amen? I thank God that it says that He's never going to leave us nor forsake us. Amen? And that means for all of our days on this earth, as long as you are alive and breathing, the Lord will be with you and will not leave you. Amen? And He will help you each and every day of your life, because that is what He does. And when we trust in Him, the Lord brings us through things and brings us out into a new place every time, because that's how much He's committed to us. It says in the book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 13, it says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Amen? Man, that's a powerful word, that God will fill you with all hope and peace in believing. Amen? And that is what He's equipped to do and what He desires to do for us. Romans chapter 5:3 says this to us. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into His grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. You know, the Bible says this to us, when we've done all we can do, stand. Amen? And I thank God that we have grace wherein we can stand. Amen? And it says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So we are supposed to let tribulation work patience in us. And that means, again, that we stand, that we wait upon the Lord, that we push through when we're having difficulties, because those difficulties are producing an experience. And that experience is going to lead us to see God come through and do something miraculous. And when He does come through for us, it will give us hope. Amen? And it will restir our hope, because this is what God does, and this is how He loves to do it for each and every one of us. We are going to have tribulations. We're going to have difficulties that are going to come no matter what. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous. Now, thank God it says that the Lord delivers us from them all. But afflictions are going to come upon the righteous. Difficulty is going to be something that we see happen. But also here it says that in the middle of those difficulties if we will allow that tribulation to just work through it and let our patience prove us, then hope is going to come, because we will see a God-given outcome. Amen? And so we want to make sure that we rest in the Lord, that we trust the Lord, and that we walk in His ways and in what He has for us. Because it will release hope, and it will give us hope, and we will see those God outcomes that we are looking forward to. Now it says in Hebrews chapter 11, 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. So faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it's the evidence of things not seen. So when you have your faith out there, you have scriptures and prayers that hopefully you've written down and you're holding on to, because that is your evidence to support what you're believing God for. And what you're believing God for will come to pass. And what you need to do is make sure that you don't give up on those things, because it is the evidence of things not seen. And it says, for by the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him, for before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. Each one of us can have a testimony that we've pleased God. Each one of us, by the use of our faith and by not giving up, has a testimony that says we have pleased God. And that testimony will produce fruit, and you will see outcomes that are God-given outcomes. And so what I want to encourage you today, this morning, is be that fruit that pleases God. Be that person that chooses in the middle of your battles, that instead of giving up, no matter how hard it is, you're going to lean on God. No matter how difficult life gets, no matter if you get all the yeses you want to hear or not, that you're going to lean on God. That whether every time you try something, it may not work out exactly the way you thought it was, but you're going to lean on God. Even if things don't end up going exactly how you thought when you stepped into them, you're going to end up leaning on God, because you're going to please God by holding on to your faith and by knowing that you are walking through this thing with Him as your leader. Amen? Amen. Remember, tribulation comes, but let it work patience in you. Amen? And let patience have her perfect work, because it reduces hope. Amen? And it produces a hope, and it produces a God outcome, and it lets God see God move with you and work with you on everything that you are doing in Him. Amen? And then I want to just go over one more thing with you. If I can get to it here. And it says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 26, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to His saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Huh. Wow. Sometimes that's hard to believe, isn't it? Sometimes, especially when you're going through the battle, it's hard for us to believe that Christ says that Christ in you is the hope of glory. Amen? I want you to know something, that sometimes we look at our life and our battles and we think, what is this and what's going on? But really, to be honest with you, you are the place of God's outpouring. You are the point of interest for the Lord. Amen? Yes. And whether you believe it or not, you are worthy of who God has said you are. And you are worthy of what God is doing in you. And you are a person who, whether you believe it or not, Christ in you is the hope of glory. Amen? And letting Christ finish things in your life and letting people see what Christ has done is going to bring hope to them, because they're going to see the glory of God in your life. Amen? That don't mean that you get glory. It means that God is gloriously seen in what he does in your life. Amen? And so I want each and every one of you to know that you are of high value to the Lord. Sometimes we forget that you are such high value to the Lord that you are a priceless treasure. You really are priceless. You have a value that is so high in the kingdom that no monetary value could be put on it. You're such a treasure that you're irreplaceable. You know, if you don't go to heaven, nobody's going to replace you in heaven. There will have been room for you and a space left that you should have filled, and it's just going to be there. That's how important you are to God, that you can only be made one time. You know, there's 7 billion people on the earth right now. Do you know that there's not one set of handprints, fingerprints that are the same? Even amongst twins, triplets, even if you have 4 of you born at the same time, each of you have your own unique DNA structure and your own fingerprints. Why? Because God never duplicates humanity, because you are so unique. There's only one of you that has ever been and ever will be. And so let that be a driving force in you to know just how much God loved you. God loved you enough that he made you, created you, and he wants to meet every need you have in this life. And I want you to have hope in what the Lord loves you over, okay? I want you to have hope that you are a precious treasure to the Lord, and that he would never give you up for anything, and that he would never have made anything more valuable than you. Amen? Amen. And your value doesn't take away my value. Amen? I know I'm precious. I know I'm precious. I know I'm loved of the Lord. But I want you to know that even though that's true about me, it does not take away your value in any way, shape, or form. In fact, the Bible says that he's no respecter of persons, right? And he says what he's done for one, he'll do for all. Amen? And he says when he gives us a measure of faith, it's the same measure of faith, right? Amen. So he gives that to us. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just lift you up and we exalt you this day, Father God. Lord, we just declare your glorious goodness, God. We just declare how great you are, Father. And we just lift you up and give you praise, God. We just honor you today. And Lord, I pray that your people would have hope in this time in which we're living, God. That no matter what's going on around them, and no matter what they hear on the news, and no matter what they hear in life, God, they would know that you are still the God of the universe. And you're still the God of our life. And Father, that your plan is being fulfilled even right now, Father. You're closer to coming for us than ever before, Father. And Lord, we're going to know the time in which we live. And this is a time where we're going to be looking up and looking to you, Father God, and looking unto what you have for us, Father. And we're going to trust you no matter what goes on in the world. We're going to trust you because we know, God, that you are glorious and you are great and you are goodness. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Candy said on the comments, yes, Pastor Phil, you are precious.
Amen. Candy said, I'm precious. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, Lord, we just put up Haley before you, God. And God, we're asking you to deal with this shortness of breath, Father. Lord, any pressure that's on her, Father. Any symptom that's on her, Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus that it be lifted, Father. Lord, we loose the working of miracles and the gifts of healing to flow into her right now and just let her be healed, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. And God, we lift up Candace for you this morning, Father, and we believe, God, that all procedures have been done and well, Father. And Lord, we thank you that even though she's still in the hospital, that even right now, her pain is better, God, but even right now, let it get better and better. Let her be totally, totally healed and set free, Father. And Lord, I thank you that she's released from the hospital and she gets to go home. And God, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, I do believe, I was praying, and I do believe that there's some people here that need prayer today. Amen. And I don't know if you've had some kind of sickness come upon you or if you went to the doctor or something. But if you have sickness this morning and you need prayer, I'd like to pray with you. And if you have any other issue that you need prayer about, I'd like to pray with you this morning in these last few closing minutes. And even if you don't want to come up here right now when we release... When we release the church, which I'm going to go ahead and do, I'm going to be hanging out up here. And I just believe, God, that if you need prayer, just come this way. And we're going to have some things happen that God is going to do. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Hey, we love you guys. I thank you for being here this morning. And make sure that you remember VBS starts tonight at 6 p.m. Woo!